I'm Alexandra DiTrollio. Dozens of missionaries are operating on the border of North Korea and South Korea, hoping to spread Christianity into North Korea. Most of those missionaries are South Korean, however, some are ethnic Koreans who have been living in China. Hundreds of missionaries have been sent to prison or expelled by China because the country does not allow evangelizing. Along the border of the two Koreas, 10 missionaries and pastors have died under mysterious circumstances, and North Korea is suspected in all the deaths. The latest is a case of a human rights lawyer that has been defending Christian pastors and farmers who died hours after being taken to a Chinese military hospital for a minor stomach issue. Both Amnesty International and the National Endowment for Democracy have called for an independent investigation into the lawyer's death. The United States has levied more sanctions on 7 Russian oligarchs and 17 officials for what they stated was, quote, malign activity across the globe. A number of companies owned by the oligarchs, a state-owned arms dealing company, and a subsidiary bank were also affected. Trump administration officials said the sanctions were part of a serious and ongoing effort by the United States to oppose Vladimir Putin's government. Since Trump has been in office, sanctions have been levied against 189 Russian-related people and entities. Following President Trump's announcement of $100 billion in additional tariffs on Chinese goods, China has promised to fight the U.S., quote, at any cost. It is the latest in a tense back and forth between the two countries, which started with the Trump administration planning on adding tariffs to $50 billion in Chinese goods, to which China then responded with a plan to tax $50 billion in American goods. The trade dispute has disrupted global financial markets. They fell quickly as the back and forth began, then calmed over hopes that the two countries would come to a diplomatic solution, only to fall again with China's promise to fight the latest tariffs. Pope Francis has named Monsignor Mark Trudeau as the auxiliary bishop for the Archdiocese of Los Angeles. The appointment comes following the Pope accepting the resignation of Bishop Thomas Curry as the auxiliary bishop for the Los Angeles Archdiocese. Bishop Curry is 75, and canon law states that at the age of 75, bishops must resign. Los Angeles' Archbishop Jose Gomez praised Bishop-designate Trudeau, saying he is a, quote, man of prayer and he is a man of service. Trudeau was ordained a bishop in the L.A. Archdiocese in 1991 and is currently the rector of St. John's Seminary in Camarillo, California. Trudeau is also a former dentist, holds 2 degrees from the University of Southern California, and is a cancer survivor. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.